This is Pastor Elisha Lawson, all the way from Heidelberg, Germany. If you have your Bible, turn very quickly. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach. Notice it's called the word of faith. This broadcast is a revelation about faith is the word. The word of faith. The word of means origin. So the origin of faith is the word, and the origin of the word is faith. Romans 10:17 says this here. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So here again, we see that when you hear the word of God, you're hearing the faith of God. So let's get ready. This is faith made simple.
Welcome to another episode of Faith Made Simple. Here is Pastor Elisha Lawson with today's teaching.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be back with you now. We're going to go right to what we need to hear to change our life today. And the teaching I'm going to be teaching you today is something so powerful. If you grasp this on Faith Made Simple, you'll never doubt your covenant with God. It says in Psalms 89, verse 34. Now we're talking about faith, and we know now faith is the word, and the word is faith. So look what it says here now about a covenant, because in a covenant is established on words. And we're going to see God's covenant and see how it's established so that you'll have a foundation that my all of my victories is in my covenant. Look what it says now in Psalms chapter 89, verse 34. Now this is God speaking. He says, my covenant will I not break. Did you hear that? God said, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the things that have gone forth out of my mouth. So that means the words that have gone forth out of God's mouth, he will not break. And we just hit the foundation scripture before we came into this teaching today that faith is the word of God, and the word of God is faith. So we see the covenant you have is a new covenant. In the New Testament, you have a new covenant, a better covenant than the old covenant. And you'll see now that God's words is his covenant. So when God makes a covenant, when God speaks his word, you can bank on it. It's going to be exactly what he says. So now let's keep going. We're going to look at this here now. Let me read it again. It says in Psalms 89, verse 34, my covenant, God says, will I not break nor alter the things that have gone forth out of my lips. You can trust God's word, because God's word is his covenant towards you. Now let's look at something here. And it tells us here now, and let's go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 10. Notice what it says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the law, are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Now, notice what I said, our covenant is a new covenant. We're under the new covenant. We're not under the law anymore. So your covenant is greater than the old covenant because you're not under the law. Look what it says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. If you are born again Christian, you are what God called his just. You are righteous. And we live by faith. What is faith? The simple revelation of faith made simple is this here. What is faith? Faith is the word of God. So I can say it this way. So the just shall live by the word of God, which it says here in 11th verse, by the faith of God, because the faith of God is the word of God. Now look at it in Galatians chapter 3, verse 12. And we're going to go a little further. And the law is not of faith. You hear that? The law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. If you try to live under the law, You're going to find out the law, you can't keep it in your own ability, in your own strength. But look what it says in verse 13, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now listen to what this statement I'm getting ready to read about this here so you can understand the teaching today. The teaching is about your new covenant. Your new covenant is already finished. It is words that God has spoken. And if you will believe them, you're believing in faith. And if you believe the word, you're believing in faith. If you believe faith, you're believing the word. Now notice what I wrote down here God gave me. Faith under the new covenant or the New Testament covenant is the law fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Under the new covenant, the law is fulfilled by Jesus Christ on our behalf. And if you are born again or saved, you are not under the law. You are under the new covenant. But now you are under the law of faith. Hallelujah. You are no longer under the law, but you're under a new law. It's called the law of faith. And what is faith? Faith is the word of God. So that means every scripture you read, that means every time you find promises in the Bible, it is under the law of God. Faith is the law now. Hallelujah. Faith is the law. Not the law anymore. Faith is the law. And notice what it says. It's the law of faith. Now, I want to read this to you because this is very important for you to capture so you can always recognize when you are operating in faith or you're operating under the law, when you're operating by the word of God or you're operating by the own works of the law. And you cannot fulfill anything trying to do it under the law. The law was there to help you to know you need faith. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Notice what it says here. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore have we spoken. Notice, when you are under the law of faith, that means now your words and your whole spirit being has been changed. You were born again, and now you have your spirit, you, which is a spirit, has the spirit of faith already embedded in you. So when you read the word of God brings a confirmation of the spirit that you have, which you can speak now. Notice what he says. And therefore, he said, therefore shall I speak. Also, we believe, therefore we speak. That's what the law of faith works for you. And you're in a new covenant. A covenant that is now saying, when you read the word of God, you are reading the covenant, what God has prepared for you. That means the New Testament. That means when you go to the promises. That means healing. You already have the victory. That means in any arena that you have found in the New Testament, you have the victory. It's very important to understand that. I want you to understand simply today one good thing, and that good thing is you are under a new covenant. If you have never given your life to Jesus, right now, I want you to make a quick prayer, but mean it from your heart. It's not hard to give your life to Jesus. We can complicate it. But I want you to repeat these words and say it with all your heart. He promised if you call upon his name, you'll be saved. Just say, Father, that's right. I believe in your son, Jesus. I accept him as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for me. I believe you were raised from the dead, and I accept you and your work of salvation. I believe it. Come into my heart. I now accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus. I believe I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus on my behalf. And I accepted him today in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. If you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I have a little ebook just for you. If you look down, You'll be able to click on it and you'll be able to go straight to that ebook, and it's going to verify that you really gave your life to Jesus and that he is your Lord. And you're on your way now to victory. You're on your way to becoming a strong Christian. You're on your way to a faith life, not a false life, a faith life in Christ. So what I want you to do right now is to begin to thank God for everything you heard. Keep coming and listening to this broadcast, because this is going to be a platform for you to constantly grow in faith. What is faith? The Word of God. What is the Word of God? It is the faith of God. How does it come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Make sure you tune back in and capture more of this life-changing teaching. And this whole broadcast is called Faith Made Simple. We're going to keep it simple so you can have great victories in simplicity. You can have great victory. We'll see you next time on Faith Made Simple. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Made Simple podcast. For more teachings, free resources, and materials, head over to www.jwoc.de. We would love for you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review if the teachings have blessed you. Until next time, remember, through faith we understand. Shalom.